Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with... Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0! As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with... Sliver of light on the eastern horizon throws a soft glow on the long, sleek shape of the rocket patrol cruiser Polaris as it stands at its launching berth on the Space Academy ground. Inside the gleaming spaceship, the three cadet members of its crew, Tom Corbett, Roger Manning, and Astro, are going through the routine of a pre-blastoff check.
Does dial 4 amperage check, Astro?
Check, Tom.
As I was saying, when...
Hold it, Manning. Something's coming through the news facsimile receiver.
It's just a news bulletin.
Listen to this. Central government hints at new clues in the mysterious disappearance of special cargo ship.
New clues? Space gas.
Now look, Roger.
Oh, don't mind, Roger. Tom, go ahead.
It has been less than a week since the space freighter Elsie Joe disappeared near the sun, loaded with an invaluable cargo of nearly pure vanadium. Already large quantities of the precious alloy have appeared in the black market on Earth.
Is that what they call a new clue? Well, I could have told
you. Hold it a minute. Sources close to the central government now believe that the cargo freighter was hijacked, and an immediate investigation will be launched to establish the identity of the hijackers.
Now, I ask you, what kind of double talk is that? You've read the whole bulletin. We still don't know any more than when you started.
Nobody expects you to know anything, Bubblehead.
I wonder if they really have any leads.
I can answer that for you, gentlemen.
Captain Strong.
Quiet ease, men. I see you've been reading the facsimile bulletin.
Yes, sir. They claim there's some fresh evidence on that hijacking job.
Yeah, there is. I just came from a briefing in Commander Arkwright's office where we were told that a small, privately owned rocket ship has been reported ferrying the vanadium in from a hiding place somewhere near the sun.
Well, sir, are they sure it's the same vanadium that was on the freighter?
Well, it has to be, Tom. They've checked the vanadium mining operation on Io, and the only quantity of the stuff that's unaccounted for is the load that disappeared under our noses.
I still don't see how they pulled off that job.
It's pretty clear to me. Captain Lamar was in with those hijackers. That's why he picked that crazy course and took a ship so close to the sun.
Very good, Manning. That's the way Central Intelligence figures it. Of course, we'll never know for sure unless we catch them.
What are our orders, sir? Is the Polaris going to try to track down that private ship?
Right, Tom. Have you men completed your checkup?
Yes, sir.
Good. Then prepare to blast off. We raise ship in 10 minutes. What have you got, Manning?
Spaceship, sir. Third quadrant. Position 2150.
Solar guard or merchant?
Neither, sir. It looks like the one we're after.
Well, patch it down here. I want to see the scanner.
Aye, sir. You've got it.
Here, sir. It's in focus now.
Yes. That's our baby, all right. Call them, Tom. Tell them to prepare for boarders.
Yes, sir. Polaris calling. Identify yourself and stand by for a boarding party. Spacecraft in position 2150. Identify yourself and stand by for an inspection party. Oh, they're not answering, sir.
Manning, alter course to intercept them.
Aye, sir.
Control deck to power deck. Stand by, Astro. We may need auxiliary power for maneuvering.
Standing by, sir.
Captain Strong, they're making a lateral sweep and firing auxiliary rockets.
Astro, give me full space speed. Manning, keep the fix on them. We can overtake them.
Well, no, sir, we can't. They're pulling away.
Well, it's impossible. We're at top speed.
Just the same, sir, they're getting away. She's too fast for us. We can't overhaul her.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Spaceman, suppose you were blasting off on a long trip to the outer planets. Well, you'd be mighty sure to check your ship over thoroughly. You'd make sure you had enough rocket fuel to get you there and back again. And you'd check your supplies, too, to make sure that you had the right kind of food on board to help keep you strong and healthy. Now listen to what Tom Corbett says about that.
Before each trip, our food locker on the Polaris is well stocked with Kellogg's Pep, spaceman. And you can bet it's just about empty by the time we get back. Kellogg's Pep helps to keep the whole crew supplied with the vitamins and food values everybody needs to build up strength and to keep up strength. So if you want to stay in trim, the way the space cadets do, take a tip from me. Start your day the spaceman's way with a heaping bowl full of Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal.
And spaceman, wait till you taste the malty-rich wheat flavor of Kellogg's Pep. Why, you say the best-tasting cereal in the whole wide universe is Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
While on patrol duty in space, the rocket cruiser Polaris attempts to intercept an unidentified spaceship suspected of ferrying vanadium that has been hijacked from a government freighter. But to the utter surprise and chagrin of the Polaris crew, the renegade craft easily outdistances them and disappears.
It's no use, Captain Strong. She's so fast, we can't even get a fix on her anymore.
It's incredible. I never saw anything like the way that ship pulled away from us.
It was those auxiliary rockets she carries that did it. That must be the fastest spaceship in the universe.
You're not just blowing your jets, Roger. That ship can really move.
Tom, get out a general CQ to all patrol ships. Tell them to be on the lookout for that craft.
Aye, sir. Polaris to all patrol ships. Polaris to all patrol ships. Watch for unidentified spaceship believed to be the vanadium hijackers, moving at extremely high speed. Course undetermined.
If any patrol ship does spot her, Captain Strong, how are they going to overhaul her?
I don't know, Astro, but we'll have to find a way.
Well, if we could isolate that ship in some single quadrant, Captain, one of our craft might be able to shoot her down.
That's what I had in mind, Roger.
Rocket ship Orion, calling the Polaris.
Here comes something, Captain. We read you, Orion. Go ahead.
We just spotted the unidentified craft, coordinate 61-45-67 by 43-44-22.
Check those coordinates, Roger.
Yes, sir.
You were right about her speed. Our attempt to overhaul her failed. She refused to answer our ID request and we lost touch. We're going to maintain the search.
Thanks, Orion. Keep us posted. Spaceman's luck. End transmission.
Sir, with their report and ours, I think I've got a fix on her course.
Well, where's she headed, Manning?
At the moment, sir, right toward the sun.
All right, men. Prepare to alter course. We're going to follow her in as far as she goes.
Well, Mr. Wald, I presume you heard that conversation between the Solar Guard ships.
Yes, and I don't like it, Lamar. Two ships reporting our position gives them a fix on our course.
Shall we alter it and head for outer space?
No. We won't be caught if we don't lose our heads. How far are we from our base now?
This speed, some 7 hours or so.
All right, hold the course. We'll go there and hole up until it's safe to freight more of that vanadium back to Earth.
But what if they track us to our base?
The chances are pretty slim that they can do that, Lamar.
But if they do?
That will be too bad for them. Because if they do, they'll never live to report it.
Captain Strong, that's that. Nothing to report. It looks like a clean getaway for those hijackers.
I wonder, Tom. Say, Astro, let me see that space chart again.
Here you are, sir.
Now, according to the fix we had on that ship, it was headed toward the sun. Right, Manning?
Yes, sir. Not far from where the cargo ship was hijacked. You'd almost think they had their base on the sun.
That's impossible.
Look, Bubblehead, you don't have to tell me that.
Now, look here on the chart, fellas. At the present time, the sun lies directly between us and only one other planet.
Mercury.
Right, Tom. And since the LC Joe was hijacked very close to the sun, wouldn't it seem logical that the hijacker's base would be relatively close by?
Well, that makes sense to me.
Sure. Now, it looks to me as if we scared them, so they put on full speed and headed for their base, which is probably near here someplace.
Sounds right. And if true, they shouldn't be too hard to find.
Well, how can you say that, Captain? Mercury has a diameter of over 3,000 miles.
Yes, but they couldn't hide their base on the sunlit side of Mercury. The heat of the sun would be too much. Also, they would be detected too easily.
Well, they'd hardly set up a secret base in the Twilight Zone. That's the only place on the planet where there are any colonies.
Exactly, Astro, which leaves us only the dark side of the planet to search. Now, my guess is their base will be hidden there. Probably as close to the Twilight Zone as possible.
The dark side of Mercury. Oh, That's about as cold as Pluto.
Well, it's not exactly a pleasant place, but that's where we're going to have a look.
If I'd have known this, I'd have worn my electrothermal underwear.
Cut your jets, Roger. This is serious business. All right, men, get to your stations. We're headed for Mercury.
Have you picked up anything?
Yeah, a ship just came within range of our base radar, Wald. Headed this way.
Uh-oh. I was afraid of that.
By its contours, I guess it's the Polaris.
The Polaris, eh? That strong ship. We've got to be careful of them. He's got a pretty good cadet crew.
I know. The Polaris was our escort ship when we pulled this job. I almost didn't shake them.
How long will it take them to get here?
Well, they should be in this latitude in another 10 minutes. Of course, they may pass right over. After all, this base is pretty well hidden.
Don't be a fool, Lamar. Our huts are bound to lose some heat no matter how well insulated. This makes it possible for their sensitive detectors to locate our base while still hundreds of miles away.
Well, then what can we do?
I've got a little surprise for them. Look here, Lamar. Ever see one of these?
Looks like an electron beam projector.
Right. It's an old weapon, but a good one. It will short out any electric circuit in a radius of as much as a mile.
But that's no good against the Polaris, Wald. Every rocket ship in the last 50 years has had counter-equipment triggered by the beam itself.
I know that, but I'm not going to use it against the ship, Lamar. I'm going to use it on the crew. You'll see what I mean when the time comes.
I won't have long to wait, then. Look at that screen.
Oh, they're entering the dark zone. What's their altitude?
Down about 60 miles. They've reduced speed, too. They're searching for our base.
Okay, let them find it. We'll be ready for them.
Any reaction from the screen, Tom?
Not yet, Captain. I'm adjusting the scanner now. Ah, here we are.
Well?
The detector indicates heat, sir, in small quantities, such as might escape from an insulated building.
Good. We've located their base. Put her on automatic stabilizer, Tom. We're going down. Good work, Astro. Come on up here. Tom, what about that heat source?
Well, we're somewhere within 1,000 yards of it, sir.
You can't see a thing out there. How are we going to find it?
On foot, Roger. All right, men, break out the pressurized suits.
Right, sir. Let's go, fellas.
And Tom.
Yes, sir?
Break out that special survival kit, too. We'd better take it along with us.
Right.
Now then, let's have a check. Sidearms, infrared spot.
Oh, I have that, sir.
Portable radar.
Right here, sir.
Survival kit. I'll take that. Now, recheck the heating and pressure units in your suits.
We wouldn't be able to walk with all this junk if the gravity were anything to speak of.
Out there, without this junk, as you call it, Roger, we wouldn't survive more than 5 minutes. Now, stand by to open the airlock. There they are, Wald. Coming out of the Polaris airlock now.
All right, Lamar. Turn on the beam projector.
Here it goes.
Let it warm up before you focus the beam.
It'll be ready in a minute. But you still didn't explain what you're going to do with it.
Let me get at that viewplate.
Yeah.
This has to be focused exactly right. Give me the precise range.
The ship or the crew?
The crew, of course.
250 yards.
Good. Well within the most effective range. It should work perfectly.
But that beam isn't powerful enough to stop a man at any range over 10 yards.
No, but it's effective enough to short out the heating units in their space suits.
The heating units?
Sure. Without those, how long do you think they can be active out there?
By Jupiter, they wouldn't last long. What an idea.
All right, Lamar, stand by. Just a few more yards, and we'll let them have it.
All right, men, keep close together. Don't get separated in this darkness.
Will you listen to that wind? This is worse than Pluto. At least it's quiet there.
The detector indicates the heat source is over this way a few degrees, sir.
All right, Tom. Flash the spotlight that way, Astro.
Aye, sir. Still no sign of anything.
Well, they'll have it well camouflaged. You can bet on that. Keep your weapons ready. They may be tracking us.
The signal's at maximum, sir. We must be within a few yards of it.
Wait, Astro. Don't move the spot. I just saw something.
A flash of metal.
Very neat. Well, the ship must be concealed around here somewhere, too. Probably underground.
Hey, you know something, fellas? Imagination's a funny thing.
Even in this insulated suit, I'm starting to feel cold.
You're space happy, Roger. How can you get cold with a heating unit in your suit?
Hey, I don't feel exactly warm myself.
Hold it up, men. Something's gone wrong.
What is it, sir?
Our heating units aren't functioning. I'm beginning to feel cold myself. What about you, Astro?
Yes, sir. I hate to admit it, but I feel it, too.
Well, the heating units have conked out.
What are we going to do, sir? If we stay out here much longer, we'll freeze to death.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by. Listen to the pound of those giant drivers sending that locomotive speeding down the main line. Well, that's only one of the 16 exciting action pictures you can see in the Magic Moving Picture Eye series. And you get a Magic Eye free at no extra cost in every package of Kellogg's Pep. How would you like to see William Holden, star of Paramount Pictures' Submarine Command, send up the periscope of the submarine and give the signal to fire the torpedo? Well, there's a Magic Eye that shows you just that. And there are other Magic Eyes that show you more movie stars and trains, jet planes, and other exciting pictures. 16 different Magic Eyes altogether. Why, there's even a Magic Eye showing tennis star Bobby Riggs playing in a big game. You want to collect all 16 different Magic Eyes, so start now. Remember, you get a Magic Eye free at no extra cost in every package of the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep. In the merciless cold of the dark side of Mercury, where the temperature stands at almost absolute zero, four figures huddled together against a howling gale, their spacesuits rendered useless as protection against the elements, now that the vanadium hijackers have caused the heating units in them to cease operation. For a moment, they remain motionless in stunned realization of their plight. And then, with a mighty effort, Captain Strong forces himself to move.
The kit. I've got to get it open.
What's that, sir?
The survival kit.
What good is a survival kit now?
It can save our lives. If I can rip it open. There. That does it.
I'm numb.
Here. Emergency batteries. Quick, Tom. Attach this to your heating unit mechanism.
Yes, sir.
There's one for you, Astro. Manning. And I've got one, too.
My fingers. They're so stiff I can hardly move them.
Hurry. Hurry. There's no time to lose.
There. Yes. I've got it. I've got mine, too. Oh, my feet.
Your extremities may hurt for a minute as the circulation starts again, but it won't last too long.
My ears feel like they're going to drop off.
Great galaxy, I didn't know how cold a man could be.
We'll be all right soon, but not for long. These are only emergency batteries.
Well, then, we'd better get back to the ship fast.
Not yet. We've still got a chance to capture those men.
How, sir?
Roger. Astro, lie down on the ground here.
You say lie down, sir?
Yes, as though you'd collapsed. Come on now, be quick. We've got to work fast.
Okay, sir. Come on, Roger. Hit the deck.
Now, we're going to try to trap these men out in the open. When they spot you two lying here, they'll be sure you collapsed from the cold. They'll think that Tom and I are somewhere behind you.
Oh, I get it, sir. Astro and I are the decoys.
That's right. Now, when they come out here to investigate, we'll be ready for them.
Sounds like it might work at that.
It's got to work. All right, Tom, you come with me.
Yes, sir. But what if those men don't show up before these emergency batteries go dead?
Well, that's the chance we've got to take.
All right, Lamar, you can shut off that beam now.
Okay, Wald.
That should take care of our visitors. Now we'll have a look. Get into your spacesuit. I want you to go out there and find them.
Me? Oh, no thanks, Wald.
What do you mean, no thanks? That's an order.
I don't care what it is. I'm not setting foot out of here alone.
Oh, so that's what's on your mind. You don't trust me, eh? You think I'll try to do away with you?
You guessed it.
Now, why would I want to do that, Lamar?
Because you don't need me anymore, that's why. You needed me to hijack that vanadium and help you establish the base here. But now things are getting hot, and I happen to be the only one who can put the finger on you.
Oh, you're crazy.
Am I? Don't forget I saw what happened to Franklin.
I had to get rid of him. The easiest way was to dump him in space.
Well, I'm not going to make things so easy for you.
Okay, if you feel that way, break out my spacesuit, too. We'll go out there together.
I'm afraid our trap's not going to work, Captain Strong.
Yeah, it's beginning to look like it, Tom. And we can't wait much longer. These emergency batteries will conk out any minute now.
Hold it, sir.
What is it?
Look over there. That big boulder.
Say, well, for a second it seemed to be moving.
It is moving, sir. Look, it's the entrance to their underground hideout.
Two men are coming out. Stay down and keep them covered.
Don't worry, sir. I sure will.
Don't make a move now.
Hey, they're going over toward Astro and Manning.
That's just what I was hoping they'd do. Now we can move in behind them. Come on, Tom.
I'm with you, sir.
Loosen their spacesuits, Lamar. Make sure they're finished.
Okay, Wolf. You keep looking for those other two.
That won't be necessary, mister. We're right behind you.
Strong.
Drop those weapons. We've got you covered.
Astro, Manning, disarm them.
Right. You heard the orders. I'll take those guns.
All right, you got us.
I'll say we have, and we've got the vanadium, too.
Good work, men. Step on it now. Let's get them aboard the Polaris.
Yeah. I want to be where it's nice and warm when these batteries go dead.
Roger, this is one time you and I agree completely.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. An adventure in which the cadet crew of the Polaris face death in space as the victims of willful sabotage in an interplanetary space tournament. Tune in same time, same station for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast were Al Markham, Jan Merlin, Edward Bryce, and James McCallion. Today's program was written by Gil Braun and directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And what a secret. In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That means plumper, more tender raisins along with delicious golden crisp bran flakes. Both fruit and cereal all in one box. And no other raisin brand but Kellogg's gives you the tender goodness of raisins dipped in honeycomb. That's Kellogg's secret. So for your breakfast, make sure you get Kellogg's because...
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
This program came to you from New York.